Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm Tora. I hope you are as excited as I am for today's episode. It is going to be super vibey, I think is the best way to put it. I was listening to all the songs before the show, as I always do, and it is just, it's going to be like chill and smooth and rhythmic and vibey. I am so excited. We're going to be chatting with Justine Tyrell, an R&B artist from Calgary. I'm in love with the music. So I always like to get the show started. I'll just let you, Justine, tell me a little bit about yourself, your journey with music, and kind of your shtick.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be with you. So of course, I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist based out of Calgary, Alberta. With that said, I create a lot in Alberta, in Calgary, in Toronto. I work a lot out there. But yeah, I'm kind of just I'm a moody R&B girly. I always joke I'm like the happiest saddie baddie that you'll ever meet. So if there's any bubbly saddie baddies out there, I think you might enjoy my music. But I've been writing since I was 7 years old. That was kind of where it started for me. I knew I loved to sing, but I kind of accidentally discovered songwriting as a form of almost like, I guess, I don't know, journaling or whatever it was. And then the day that I figured out, wait, I could put these two together. And I actually am not, like, for a little kid, I wasn't too bad at it. But that kind of kicked off the journey for me. And from there, it was a lot of writing, a lot of singing. Once I got into gigging, I was doing a lot of cover shows, which I credit as to being a great learning experience, but I did that for a long time. Did a little second of Canadian Idol and learned so much during that process as well. And then, yeah, in these last few years, I've just really been leaning into it that much more. And it's just what I love. It's what I love.
I love that. And also, I love the term saddie baddie.
You know, because we can be baddies, but we could also be a little bit saddy. Like, you know, mental health is mental health thing right now. And I'm not going to act like it's not, you know? Yeah, that definitely plays a part of my music for sure.
I love that. I'm definitely going to steal that term. I want to talk first about your latest single, Ghost Town, that you did with Kate Forrest there. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, so that was, I created that out in Toronto with a bunch of phenomenal collaborators, but I went into the session that day and just had, again, the saddie baddie vibes, the saddie baddie energy. And I wanted to write something that kind of parallels an experience that I've had, and I'm sure a lot of us had, of when you're going through stuff mentally, emotionally, we kind of turn inwards. And sometimes it feels like, you know, if I reach out to my friends right now, I'm going to burden them by being, you know, a heavy energy, or I don't want to be needy, or I could like tough this out and deal with it all myself. And so it was really just a song about feeling alone and like a self-imposed alone. Cause I know I'm lucky enough to have a great network, great friends, great family. But I've noticed that from when I was young, when something's going on with me, I pull inward. And then of course, when you come up for air, sometimes your circle can feel a little bit smaller. And the thing about it is it's my own doing. Fully know it's my own doing, but it was kind of just this idea of let's explore how we can sometimes push people away when we probably need them the most. And so the whole circles like a ghost town was kind of where that all came from.
Gotcha. And so the cover art on this one, I gotta say, did you take this in Drumheller?
Yes. That for me is like a double win because I'm also a dinosaur girly.
I love dinosaurs.
Right? Dinosaurs are just great. And in my spare time, I will admit I study paleontology through the UK just for really no good reason aside from the fact that I like it. So I was just obsessed with Drumheller to begin with, but two, I felt like the aesthetic of kind of that barren, desolate, you know, I picture kind of like a Lone Ranger type of vibe with this song. And it just felt like that terrain was so perfect for it.
Honestly, it is perfect. And I love that you also study paleontology. That has always been a big dream of mine. I haven't studied it personally, but I do always go and collect fossils and look for them. That is one of my favorite hobbies. So that is That is awesome. And I think Drumheller is a perfect place for that, a ghost town type vibe, because you're totally right. It just, not in a bad way, but death is definitely in the air.
Totally. Yeah, you're right. It does have this kind of like feeling of something that was that isn't anymore. And so it gives off that vibe for sure.
Amazing. We're going to listen to that single right away here, Ghost Town. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about some of your older songs a little bit.
Fuck the one I feel like desperados, running till the sun goes down, dressing up the lonely with bravado, circles like a ghost town.
Is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're talking with Justine Tyrell, the ultimate saddy baddie and paleontologist aficionado.
I love it. I think that's the intro I need all the time, wherever I go.
We just listened to your latest single, Ghost Town, which was a total vibe. But I want to talk about some of your older songs. First one I could find in particular on Spotify there, which was your 2019 single, Hopes Up. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, so that was, honestly, like, I'm not even going to pretend like it was that deep. It wasn't. It really wasn't. It was just, with that song, I found this really great kind of melodic chord loop first. And I just remember hearing it and being like, okay, I love the sonics of this. And I just was playing around with some lyrics and I kept coming back to that hook. I don't want to get your hopes up. I'm like, okay. I'm a build out a song about, you know, you're having loose, lighthearted fun with somebody and it's not supposed to be that deep. It's not that serious. The other person's getting in their feels. You're not. The irony of when I wrote this though, I was in a very committed relationship with someone who is now my husband. So like sometimes I feel like a song kind of tells you what it wants to be about, and then you'll just sort of pull a part of life experience that doesn't necessarily reflect that exact moment. So that's kind of what that song was for me. But yeah, it was just meant to be something kind of fun and chill and moody. And then I released that song in New York, actually, which felt so cool for my first release. We did it in New York, and then the pandemic was like a few months later, and I'm like, well, that's weird. So back to Canada we went. But yeah, I really love that song. That always is a little piece of my heart.
Releasing it in New York, that's pretty badass, especially for like a first single. And I feel like that's a really prominent place for R&B. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. And it even just like for me mentally to go into something being like, I want to do something a little bit different and challenge myself. And also testing the market in regions outside of where you live, I think is really important as an artist. Sometimes, I mean, it's such a blessing to have our local community here to support us. But sometimes I get curious. I'm like, what is it like if I just go drop myself in New York or Toronto or some of these other places where people don't know me? They don't have to be nice to me. They can give me very critical feedback at shows and all the things. So it was a really good and exciting challenge for me to do too.
Right on. Another one of your older singles I want to talk about that I listened to was Unpredictable from 2023. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, so that one I wrote with a few collaborators, but one really prominent one, Maria Therese, is amazing. Based out of Toronto, she did the background vocals in the initial track. She actually demoed out kind of some melodies and like her verse ideas. I'm not gonna lie, she crushed it to the point where we might maybe do a little re-release in the future and have her on it. She's a beast. Anyways, here nor there. But that was kind of a weird situation because I had started an idea back at home in Calgary months prior to this session. And I picked like a random royalty-free loop sample off of, I think it was Splice or something, and kind of just built out a little bit of a vibe and a bit of an idea. I think maybe I had the hook at the time. I don't remember. Then we get into this session and we're going through different beats, and the producer had something that was similar to what I had already been working on at home. So we're like, wait, we can kind of fuse some ideas here and put it together. But that one was meant to kind of give a little bit of that early 2000s. I mean, it feels weird to call it old school R&B because it's not like that old. It's not that old, but you know, kind of throwback R&B, we'll say. Something just lighthearted and fun. And then that was also a little bit of an ode to my husband, who I feel like has been such a rock when, you know, just life is lifing and you just got that person who kind of holds you down through all of it. That was kind of the center of that song and really what we built it around.
Oh, that's beautiful. One thing I really like about R&B, and you see it a lot just in the genre, is the sheer amount of collaboration that happens between artists. I always think that's so awesome. Another song we'll play in a couple minutes here that you were on was Jocelyn Alice's Baby Girl 2022, and that was off that titled album as well. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and kind of working with Jocelyn?
Yeah, so working with Joss was phenomenal. That song, it's funny because I sent her a voice note or a voicemail. Maybe it was a voice note one day, just kind of, I don't know, we were talking about some life stuff that life was lifing again. Things were going on, you know? And sent over this voice note of kind of just like pumping her up and like, girl, like we thrive in the darkness. We are the darkness, like just this whole thing. But anyhow, so she used that in the outro of the song. It's really kind of buried in there. And I think that concept wise, it was just, again, on the topic of like life lifing, some stuff that she was kind of going through. And then she sent me over the idea for the rest of the song and asked me to sing on it. And I was like, girl, Of course I will. So yeah, it was great working with her and I love the song. It was also produced by an amazing producer named Autumn Rowe, who's, I want to say she's based in LA, but I know she's in the States for sure. She's won a Grammy before. She is just, I don't know if I could swear on here, she's a bad A. She's a baddie, female woman of color, soon to be mother, just incredible producer, singer, artist. So yeah, it was a really fun collaboration. It was a lot of fun.
Amazing. We're going to listen to that handful of songs here. We got Hopes Up, Unpredictable, and Baby Girl. And then when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about your album that you got.
I don't want to get your hopes up. You're blowing them off on like it's forever. I'm biting for the night we ain't together. It's one night, not a whole life.
getting late, you're coming through. I left it open, you know what to do. Proper lady, don't kiss and speak. I ain't your baby, don't hit me up next week. Get your hopes up. You're blowing up my phone like it's forever. I'm body for the night, we ain't together. It's one night, not a whole life. Yeah. I don't wanna get your hopes up. You're blowing up my phone like it's forever. I'm body for the night, we ain't together. It's one night, not a whole life. You grown, I'm grown, so I apologize. Good on my own, but you good for the night. Won't be your damsel, ain't in distress. Won't meet your mama, don't make this a mess. Get your hopes up. You're blowing up my phone like it's forever. I'm body for the night, we ain't together. It's one night, not a whole life. When it's over and I'm sober, don't try to make it personal. In my head, I cross the line. I'm drinking all the time. How'd I even get there? You could read the signs. I'm on the other side. I know I'd be the one to push away. Yeah. Cause usually it's me who doesn't stay. I see the way you're carrying the weight. You are my Nirvana. Call me when it's hot. And I'm unpredictable, giving me a reason, changing through the seasons. Baby, when I can, you do the most. Yeah, you are my lifeline. Nobody takes down the way that you do. Yeah, you are my Nirvana. Cool me when it's harder. Yeah, you feel me when I'm unpredictable. Ain't no talking, only blocking. My energy's undissolving. No. Crazy, give me mentality, baby, we can let it fade. I know I'd be the one to push away, yeah. Cause usually it's me who doesn't stay. I see the way you're carrying the weight. You are my Nirvana, call me when it's harder. Tell me when I'm unpredictable. Giving me a reason, changing through the seasons, baby, when I can, you do. Harder, and you feel me.
get the tricky, tricky, tricky old regret. I get reminded just as soon as I forget. It isn't in the end. I get the wishy, wishy, washy little boy bullshit. I get reminded that he never said I met. I'm getting close to the end.
Is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're talking with Justine Tyrell, the Saddy Batty artist from Calgary. Absolutely. I just absolutely love that title. We just listened to a handful of her songs. We got Hopes Up, Unpredictable, Baby Girl. But I want to talk about your 2021 album a little bit, While You Were Sleeping. Why don't you tell me a bit about that album as a whole?
Yeah, so that album was pretty much almost entirely written and produced and created and all the things during the pandemic. So we did a lot of remote creation on that. And then I was lucky because the little cohort that I, when we were allowed to see people, spent most of my time with, were the studio was just down the street. So I could like scratch up an idea and then rip over to the studio that's 5 minutes away. And it was really, really awesome. But that was kind of, I don't know, like the first body of work that I actually tried curating, and I learned so much from it. But I wish I could be like, oh, it was like years in the making. And like, we had like 50 to 100 songs that I selected from, which is more of the approach we're taking for the album that I'm working on now. But I'll keep it super real with you. It was just like, I would write a song. I'm like, this is a vibe. I'd call my producer and I'm like, what do you think? Should we cut it and put it on the EP tomorrow? And he's like, yeah, for sure. And then the next day we're in the studio cutting it. But yeah, it ranged in subject matter from some personal experiences that I had to a song called Worthy, which was less about a lot of the relationship stuff that I was writing about at the time and more about just knowing your worth as just a person, for me personally, a woman of color, especially in the height of kind of the BLM conversations and a lot of the injustices that we were seeing. I felt like I needed a song that reminded me and anybody who is feeling those heavy feelings in the moment that they are worthy. And a whole greater thing. I could go on a tangent about that song alone for hours, but yeah, it kind of covered everything from like a little bit heavier to just lighthearted, like the time I got two-timed by this guy who had a girlfriend in two different cities. It was a whole thing. That's what Warning Signs is about. So yeah, it was really just during the pandemic, I was lucky enough to have the creative outlet of of making music and access to a studio and some really great friends and producers down the street. So we just said, as we love songs, let's cut it and put it out. And we called it while you were sleeping because I did most of the writing, I'd say between the hours of like 11 at night and maybe 3 in the morning. And a lot of our studio sessions were like 7 or 8 p.m. to similarly so like 2 a.m. So we made most of that record while people were probably sleeping. a good, well-adjusted human should be sleeping in those hours, but we are chaotic, so we were not.
That is the life of an artist. We're not going to pretend otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true.
A couple of songs I want to talk about in particular. I'll probably chuck Worthy in the mix just because it was a really good song and we got a little background on it now. But one of the other ones I really liked was Radar, the extended cut. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Thank you. Yeah, no, Radar was a very organic, probably the most organic song that I've ever written. We went into the studio that day. I went in with the idea of like, I'm gonna switch it up today. I'm gonna write a summer bop. I'm gonna write something that's like upbeat and like whatever. And then we came out with Radar. So obviously what I intended to do did not happen. But we got into that session and my amazing piano player and collaborator, Tim Athonius, sat down and he just started playing a few chords. And instantly I'm like, okay. No, it's that kind of day. Like it's a heavier, moodier kind of vibe. And we did, I want to say like maybe 2 passes of the song. And in that time, I wrote pretty much everything under a half an hour. And then we just were like, you know what? Let's just turn the mic on and just record like 1 pass of it so we have it. And that ended up being the version that we put out. So we didn't go in and chop it up and record verse by verse or line by line like a lot of times I would do and a lot of other artists would do that. This one was just like, turn the mic on, he'll play at the same time, I'll sing at the same time, we'll just do it one start to finish and go with that. But the concept of that is just kind of, you know, you've moved on from a relationship or whether that's romantic or friendship or whatever type of relationship, but that sense of knowing that someone is kind of keeping an eye on you, checking your social media, asking about you, keeping you very much on their radar. And you're kind of coming from the perspective of like, well, sucks to suck. Sucks to miss me, you know? So yeah, that one was really organic and one of my favorites as well. So I'm glad you like it.
Honestly, I always love to hear those stories where, yeah, the artist is like, I just went into the studio and just laid it out and it was magic and it was beautiful first time.
Thank you. I mean, listen, that's not the standard for me. It doesn't happen like that often, but when it does, it's something pretty amazing.
One more song I want to talk about off that album, I think it was the first one on the album, was My Name. Why don't you tell me about that song?
So that's kind of in the vein of Hopes Up, where honestly it was not that deep. I won't even pretend it was. And it also started with listening to a chord progression that I really liked and kind of a loop, a vibey loop that I really liked. Funny enough, when I wrote that, I was super sick. So I'm like huddled in a blanket, but yet I have this like very sexy idea, but I'm congested and there was nothing sexy about like how I looked or sounded or anything at the time. But I think that like mentally in that moment, I just was like, I'm going to go to a very like mental sexy place where, you know, it's just a song where you can feel a little bit empowered. You could be feeling yourself. Yeah. And it was another pretty quick and easy write. And I think that one we almost didn't put on the EP, but I lied because that was War. But yeah, it was just, I was so sick at home. And I got a little inspired and then stood back and was like, well, that is quite the contrast from how I'm actually feeling. But part of me needed that, you know? So yeah, it's just a song about feeling yourself and having a little intimate moments, you know?
I love that. We're going to listen to those handful of songs there. We're going to add Worthy to the mix. We got Radar, the extended cut, and My Name off of Justine's 2021 album, While You Were Sleeping.
If you could stay who you were. I know that I'm worth it, and I know I deserve it.
If you could have shown, let me know who you are. Stay behind your love away and do me dirty in the dark. Used to know that body, body, used to know your mind. Hit me with the sorry, sorry, but don't waste my time. If you could have shown, let me know. But all of these broken mirrors, finding numbers now we're here. Yeah, I just want honesty, ain't that what you promised me? And we'll waste my tears on you.
Trying to keep your eyes on me, saying it don't matter, you just wanna see me. Wondering if I'm good at what I said I would. And I know it hurts you, cause you still keep me on your radar, radar, and never letting go. You still keep me on your radar, radar. You got me all up in your head, miss my bed. You still keep me on your radar. You still keep me on your radar, radar, and never letting go. Never letting go, letting go. When you never know just what you have, and that's forever. There ain't no going back. I ain't the one searching. And now you're getting lost in no pictures, wishing it was me when you with her. Wondering if I'm good, did what I said I would. And I know it hurts you, cause you still keep me on your radar, radar, and never letting go. You still keep me on your radar, radar, and never letting go. Now you got me all up in your head, miss my bed. You still keep me on your radar.
You still keep me on your radar, radar, and never letting go.
Is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Justine Tyrell, and we just listened to a handful of songs off her 2021 album, While You Were Sleeping. But you also sent me a handful of just super vibey songs, is the best way to put it. So I definitely want to listen to some of those. One of the ones that like really set me really set me off was Space and Time by, initially it was Tiffany Forrester, but if you're trying to find her on Spotify or anything, it's T in the AM. I'll link that and stuff in the description in the bio so it's easy to find. This is her first and only single out right now, but she is starting with the bar high.
He's incredible.
Yeah, why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Tiffany is such a great artist who I've come to know through collaborating with her in town here. So she's sung, I can't even call it background vocals with her, or even any, honestly, anybody that I've worked with. I hesitate to call it background vocals because they're all clearly lead vocalists and then some on their own. So maybe like accompanying vocals, I don't know. But anyhow, we've done a few shows together, but we also had the pleasure of opening for Ashanti together. I think it was last summer. So that was really, really, really exciting. And I know she's just been on her journey creating music for many years as well. And yeah, that's it's just like a smooth, like classic R&B, like no frills, no gimmicks. It's just like soul food. And she's such a brilliant artist. And yeah, I mean, I just can't say enough good things about her. But her music is like, you turn that song on when you just want to like melt the stresses of the world away, would be the best way I could describe it.
Oh, honestly, yeah, especially just like the like 30 second outro of her just essentially vocalizing. It was beautiful.
Really gorgeous. Really, really gorgeous.
Another one that you sent me, which was also absolutely gorgeous, was Oh Vibrant Sky by Wyatt C. Lewis and Wild Pink. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
Yeah. Ugh. Wyatt, I feel like, man, I want to do a TED talk on Wyatt. He's such an incredible artist, but just another one that like, I don't know. I feel like that song almost puts my brain in like a meditation or something. It's just another, clearly I chose very like calm vibey songs, but Wyatt is an incredible Indigenous artist, Calgary based, you know, folk, indie, but it's also, and as you can hear in that song, it's soulful. It's almost like a little bit of an old bluesiness to his voice and his soul as well. Yeah. So that's another one that just like cup of tea, sitting on the deck, turn that song on, turn any song on by Wyatt. It's just so good. So smooth. But yeah, very bluesy, indie folk, I guess would be the best way I could summarize that tune.
Yeah, it was so good. And just like the imagery he created in that song while I was like listening to it was so beautiful and so like descriptive. Like if you close your eyes, like you feel like you're there with him. It was amazing.
Great way to describe it. He really does like take your brain and just like package it up and like put it in his pocket. And so it's like, come with me on this journey. It's, yeah, he's incredible.
It was beautiful. And one more song that you sent me was Wild by... Is it Kaye?
So yeah, it's actually Kaya Allo, if I'm correct in how to best pronounce that. But I think it's Kaya Allo, another incredible Calgary-based artist. And like that song, I remember when I first heard that song, I'm like, okay, like Erykah Badu, okay, like India Arie, like another one that just brings you back to that classic R&B soulful space. And what always blows me away about her vocals is it sounds just so effortless, but it's, her voice is so smooth, so precise, so intricate that I'm like, there's no way that can be easy, but she makes it just sound so easy. And it's just, yeah, she always has stood out to me as one of the artists that I'm like, she's a gem and I believe she's going to be huge. And her sound to me is just like, it feels like a little hidden gem, but it's also so mainstream at the same time.
I absolutely love it. And honestly, I am Edmonton based, but there are some amazing artists coming out of Calgary right now that are just blowing my mind. There's these guys here that we're listening to on the show right now. And then another one we had on a couple weeks ago was Malcolm. I'm still obsessed.
Amazing. I love good Alberta artists.
Yeah. And I have another one coming in a couple weeks too. I won't spoil that one, but they are an awesome Calgary punk rock band. And it's also going to be a killer show. So shout out Calgary sometimes.
Right? True. Honestly, there's so much talent that's here. And I feel like a bit of a broken record because I'm always like the second I get a platform, I'm like, guys, tune into Calgary. Like Calgary's great. But what's cool is that we're known for, I mean, obviously, traditionally, we're known for kind of more of a country indie type of presence, but there's so much diversity in the music that's being created out here. And of course, like, yes, we take the cake with country music, so good, folk indie music, so good, but a lot of great R&B artists, a lot of funk artists as well. Like there's an artist out here, Kate Melvina. She has a band called Tenda Village, and like, it is some of the most intricate, beautiful, phenomenal funk, jazz, soul music you will ever hear. And I'm not just talking like, oh, for Calgary or Alberta or Canada. It's like, no, period. point, stop, full stop, the world, she's incredible. So yeah, there's a lot of great music in Alberta for sure.
I'm with you on that. Like, our diversity is definitely, I think, overlooked a little bit, because yeah, everybody thinks Alberta, it's country. But I went to a show a while ago, a disco band, they're called The Fever. Oh my God, they blew my mind. I was like, this is single-handedly one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Amazing. Yeah, and who would expect that? Like, just a typical night strolling into a show, like disco. That's so sick.
Oh my God, it was awesome. I could talk about that forever and how much I love Alberta music, but we'll bring it back to you in a couple minutes here. But first, I want to listen to that handful of songs that you sent. We got Wild, Oh Vibrant Sky, and Space and Time.
That your soul resides. Moments passing by, always wasting time. No, I really mind. Deciding potentials, here's all my credentials. I can't imagine, no, I just can't fathom how you're still divided. Inside, this is driving me wild. Just can't believe it. With her backs against vibrant sky,
see me in a new light. Got a day off in the city. Let's go chat up an old friend. Everything's different about it for reasons unknown to man. Moon tossed from the ridge line. Scary like a 24. You could never make them disappear. There's parts of me you couldn't bring to heal. With our backs against a vibrant sky, you will see me in a new light. With our backs against a vibrant sky. Only then you will see me in a new
you were never mine. Not like the chemistry is gone, but you ain't ready for you and me. See if you ever need a friend. I promise to stand with you through the rain. Just call me night or day, you know I got you. Through space and time,
Background
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. Unfortunately, we are kind of out of time, so we do have to wrap up the show, but I do want to talk about one more song before we go, and this is Justine's 2024 single, the other one, not Ghost Town. This one is Devotion. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, Devotion was a fun one. That was, I love Afrobeats, but I had never actually created in the Afrobeat space before. So I had flown out to Toronto, had a couple sessions out there, and then connected with one Afrobeats producer. And I remember going into it, I was actually a little nervous because I'm like, what? Like, what if I like suck in the genre? I don't know what I'm doing. And we got in there and it just was like instantly a vibe, instantly a connection. Instantly he had the music for the ideas that I had in mind and vice versa. And yeah, that was another, I think next to Radar, that was another song that came together freakishly fast. And from start to finish, it was about, I'd say the session was maybe an hour and a half long. And what we released is basically what we created there. Like I went back and did some extra harmonies and touched up a few things, but for the most part, it was pretty much the demo. We mixed and mastered it and put it out. So it was just a fun summer song. Again, a little bit kind of linking my husband in it, just having that one person that is kind of your rock. Yeah, that you feel devoted to, but it's also fun. It's sexy. It's a vibe. I love that song. Love, love, love it. It's the perfect summer song, in my humble opinion.
Honestly, I couldn't agree more. And that's why I left it for the end here, because it was just an absolute bop. I thought it would wrap the show up really nicely. Before we listen to that, though, you did hint a little bit to a new album. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yes. So been working on a new EP for a while, and kind of, I poked fun at myself earlier of how we didn't really put together this huge collection of songs from my last EP. And we just sort of like wrote, recorded and released. Whereas this one, I think from 2021 till now, just as a person, I've went through such change and, you know, evolution that it only felt right to just write as much as I could that was on my heart and then stand back and kind of weave things together very intentionally. So this EP that I'm working on right now, kind of, it's more rooted in my relationship with myself and kind of me versus me and observations that I've had of, you know, just mental health and again, life being all of that kind of stuff. Whereas historically, and I have no idea why, a lot of my music was more like relationship based, like that person did that. And I think that stuff's a little bit, it's easy to write about because we've all had those experiences. And again, whether you're in that spot in your life or not, you can always kind of pull from that type of stuff when you had those experiences. Whereas I've never released a collection of music that felt like such a mirror, holding a mirror up to myself. So yeah, this project is really, really special to me. And it'll be coming out at the end of fall / early winter. So this year, end of the year. And yeah, I'm really excited. I can't wait.
Amazing. Well, I am so excited to hear this album as a whole. Aside from the album though, I know you got a lot going on. Is there anything else we should really be keeping an eye out on you from?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, really focused on kind of the writing and creation side of it right now, putting together some visuals for the project too. I am also singing for the CFL, so for the Calgary Stampeders, and opening up the home games there for the rest of the season, which I'm really excited about. Yeah, so kind of, I think more just the content that's going to be coming out on socials, some vibey visuals, all of that kind of stuff I'll be leaning into quite heavily.
Amazing. And of course, I will link you in the bio as well so everybody can follow along and see all these cool vibey visuals and keep along with you so we know when that album comes out. Super excited for that. Thank you again so much for coming on the show today and chatting with me about your music. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
This is Devotion from Justine Tyrell.
Reading between the lines, let our body free at night, so you can be on my mind. On the way down, I need you now.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.